The 2011 Texas legislative session has been characterized by teeth-gnashing, hand-wringing, intra-party bickering, and billions in budget cuts. While all the drama is very real, it's also the first time Texas has had to make budget cuts during a regular legislative session since the recession and economic downturn began. The rest of the country has not been so lucky. Former Deputy Comptroller Billy Hamilton.
I mean, if you go to probably 30 of the 50 states, you'll see very similar headlines. You know, teachers are going to be laid off and jobs lost and la, la, la.
A report by the National Conference of State Legislatures shows that in 2008-2009, 42 states and Puerto Rico had combined budget shortfalls of more than $174 billion. In 2010, Hamilton wrote a report on what states did to close those gaps for the Texas 2020 PAC, a group whose membership included a handful of moderate Democratic lawmakers. He says no state had a magic bullet for cuts. Some did just what Texas is doing now, using only budget cuts. Sort of.
It seems like in most states it sort of depends on what you mean by all with cuts.
Cuts only is a political talking point that often includes no new taxes. States have added about $34 billion in new revenue over the last couple of years, but lawmakers still called that non-tax revenue.
But that doesn't mean they haven't expanded gaming, passed cigarette tax increases, which for some reason don't count as tax increases in most states. Sometimes they clean up the tax statutes to raise money. Many times they raise fees.
No matter what you call it, does raising fees and taxes to mitigate state budget cuts actually help? Or does it hurt because of negative effects on spending that drives the economy?
How these taxes affect states, I think it's difficult to say.
Cale Padgett is with the Tax Foundation. The nonpartisan tax research group provides yearly rankings on state tax burdens and business climates. He says immediate outcomes can be hard to gauge during an economic downturn. But raise taxes, sales, business, or property, and a state could be unprepared for a recovery.
Basically, a state that has put itself as a less business-friendly place in terms of taxes is not going to be as appealing for businesses to expand in.
Another economic metric to consider, financial credit ratings. Robin Prunty is an analyst for Standard & Poor's. She says, in general, states that can balance their budgets are seen as financially stable and will maintain credit and bond ratings. But the financial powers that be also look at how a state balances the budget.
We do evaluate the level of structural budget balance. In other words, how much of the solution is structural in nature, because, you know, that obviously has implications for future fiscal years.
Meaning, did the state balance the budget with one-time fixes? Prunty says Arizona and California used several one-time fixes to solve recurring budget problems. Bond ratings for both have been downgraded. In that sense, the Texas House version of the 2011-2012 budget, which spends none of the rainy day fund, uses no major accounting tricks, and balances with cuts, likely would be viewed positively by bond rating agencies. But that doesn't mean moderately raising revenues through taxes or fees in Texas would spell economic doom. Going back to the Tax Foundation's annual reports, you'll find Texas at or near the bottom on this list, that's a good thing, in almost all of the group's tax burden reports, which Cale Padgett says, at the very least, gives the state options.
You know, states can maybe have a little bit more ability to maneuver within what they have, you know, because they're not going to, you know, raise up to California levels or raise up to New Jersey levels. Texas has a long way before it would get there in terms of its taxes.
The Texas Senate seems to be taking that idea to heart. Republicans there have created a committee to look for $5 billion in non-tax revenue to help balance the budget. Republican Senator Bob Dole even suggested a gas tax increase to help pay the bills. But both ideas are falling on deaf ears in the House. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.